Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know, I know it's difficult because apparently this pandemic is relatively new, so people just don't know what they should do, and they're a little upset about rules they didn't know about, right? Is that...
Every day is a new adventure I'm learning.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You just don't know what you're going to encounter when you go out in public and you try and keep your distance from some people.
Yeah.
And there are people just losing their mind still.
I know. And it's pretty obvious. It's like, look, this is what you're supposed to do. If you want to go do this, if you don't want to do that, then don't do it. Then don't go and do that. Stay in and just stay home and, you know, stay in your yard. Otherwise, wear a mask. I mean, that's what they want you to do.
Like, my wife hates wearing a mask. Absolutely despises it. It bothers her. She doesn't like the way it feels. So she just chooses to make her time in places where she needs to wear a mask very limited. So, oh, I have to go to the store. Okay, that's pretty much all I'm doing for the day. She doesn't go into places very often that she needs to wear a mask because she doesn't want to wear a mask. So she just stays away from the situation.
Yeah.
Seems rather logical.
Well, your wife ought to talk to this guy in Alaska who got kicked out of a Walmart because, well, he was not wearing a mask. And one of the employees stayed remarkably calm while he was screaming in her face.
Get back on your highway to hell and get out of a godly man's face!
Please, thank you. Have
I don't even, when I sit, you've not established authority to tell me to leave. You go get a man that I can no longer.
Yeah. You have more management here.
You can refuse service. You're refusing my service.
Yes.
Why don't you say we refuse your service? I choose to yell, and you cannot stop me.
Wow. I'm having a hard time with this, though, because this guy looks a lot like my dad.
Oh, no.
So I'm like having like these weird flashbacks of my dad yelling about the most ridiculously stupid S, which is what my dad does a lot.
Oh, no.
Now, granted, my dad wears masks, and he has no problem with it, so I can't picture. I'm not having a tough time differentiating that, but he looks just like my dad, and he has the same mannerisms as my dad, and I can see my dad having a meltdown on somebody like this.
Yeah, and he says he's a godly man, and he is just being anything but godly.
Well, I do have to commend him on his fashion sense.
Oh, the fashion.
He's clearly a big fan of the Texas Longhorns with his really obnoxious orange sweatpants.
Oh, so bright.
So I guess he's not originally from Alaska. That would explain, you know, I guess I think much in a way because, you know, I was surprised.
Well, he could be from Alaska. He's just a huge Longhorns fan. That's a shame on Alaska not having a good enough college football program for somebody to be a fan of.
I wouldn't put any money on that, Steve. I wouldn't put any money that Alaska's his home state. Because I just, I don't know. I don't think Alaskans would be that mean to each other. I think they would figure it out one way or the other without being such an a-hole about it. That's my take. Oh. And plus, I heard
Tell
a little
me
bit
all
of
about
drawl.
The times you've been to Alaska.
Yeah, how many times have you been to Alaska?
I watched Northern Exposure, so I know everything there is to know about Alaska.
I watched Mystery Alaska. You're absolutely right.
Well, now all you know. Right. And don't forget Deadliest Catch.
True.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, those guys.
Look, I also heard a little bit of a drawl, so that's why I didn't know he had Longhorns pants on, but I was like,
oh, hat and gloves.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay.
And gloves?
Yeah, he's wearing gloves. Well, it's Alaska. It's cold. Eventually. Right, right, BJ? You've been to Alaska a bunch.
It's very cold. Have you seen the ice on the boats on the Deadly Sketch, Steve?
Yes.
It's very cold.
Look, I'm not saying it's right to punch a man in the face at a store. I'm just saying that if I was the boss of Walmart, I wouldn't fire my employee for punching that man in the face.
Yeah, you know, just the disregard of all of it.
I might even make them employee of the month.
Yeah. I'm with you. Oh, we got more. By the way, there's more. I don't know if you missed it. There's even more of this guy losing his mind.
Right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My happiness is best served by standing in your face and say you are fool and wrong. You have no authority over me.
Quit spitting all our people.
Do you need my ID?
No, I don't. I need
you're trying to make witness that I'm wrong.
No, if you touch me, I have proof.
No, you threatened to hit me. I all have proof. Not
because,
me, them.
Because you're trying to fight everybody in the goddamn store.
Now, fight involves contact, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you're about in my contact, bro. You're about in my contact.
And when you got in my face and threatened to hit me, you were this close, bitch.
Because you stepped up in my face.
Thank you. Oh, I'm about to knock him out.
You threatened me!
Ain't nobody threatening you! Get the hell out of the store!
You said you would! Come, you little mind!
Honestly, those people involved at Walmart should be allowed to sit down and negotiate any wartime situation. Seriously, if they can keep their heads in that, they can keep their heads in anything.
If I'm the manager, I'm like, look, you guys handled yourself really well, but we have to go into the back room and we need to drug test you because clearly you're stoned if you're able to handle and be chill around this moron.
Yeah, here's a cup. You must have a lot in your system.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
The hell, dude? Just leave the freaking store.
Boy, that guy needs to... in some care.
I love that woman was like, I'm about to knock him out.
Yeah.
Are you threatening me?
Man, I mean,
he defined what physical violence, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, are we fighting? This is what fighting is. Oh, that reminded me of my dad, too. He was very, he needed to define things for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very verbally abusive. Of course, you know, it takes one to know one. I do know that. I may not have been to Alaska, but I've been to a verbal abuse town, USA, and that guy was doing it.
One Texas brought up a very good point. He sounds a lot like this popular celebrity.
You understand me?
Oh, yeah.
Do not wanna with me.
It's true.
My gosh, he is Meatloaf.
Meatloaf rage.
Yeah. What if they started calling him Meatloaf? Okay, Mr. Meatloaf.
That would be so great.
Love that.
Please leave our store.
Man. And just to get yourself worked up over the fact that, okay, let me put the mask on and then I'll go shopping and buy something nice. Really? You know, Walmart has all these good stuff. Why are you getting pissed? Put the mask on and get yourself a treat. I mean, seriously.
Get a Snickers bar or something. Exactly. Come on, man.
He needs a case of them.
This would be the greatest Snickers commercial.
Right? Sure they would.
All of a sudden, he bites into a Snickers, and it's Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Like my mask?
Feel great. What would they write on the Snickers bar? What would you call him the way he was before he was, you know?
They're calling this guy Terry. I guess that's the new thing. Angry Terry.
Angry Terry.
I don't know why Terry.
All right.
But that's the one I saw some people calling this guy.
Angry Terry. Yeah, why Terry?
Well, you know, why Karen?
Good call.
Yeah, good point.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, maybe you are one of those people who go, you know what, I date based only on looks. Turns out that if you do that...
I know the struggle.
Oh, yeah? Is that your wife only dated you based on looks?
Yeah. It's hard to keep this appearance up. It's a lot of stress and pressure, man.
She shouldn't have really thought about that, because as you become older in life, it doesn't matter. Looks, of course, are less important, so you shouldn't be looking at that. Your wife made the bad move. I guess researchers went and talked to 1,000 Americans over the age of 50 and asked them to name the top things that attracted them to people when they were young and what attracts them now. And obviously, when you
let me guess. I mean, it's obvious. Oh, it was looks when you're young.
Yeah.
And then like something like being nice or something like that, or funny or something.
Oh, you know what? You're hitting them. Yeah, you're hitting them, buddy. Kindness, personality, politeness,
sense of wallet.
Fat wallet's not in there. Physical attractiveness did come in fifth place.
Well, yeah, you still want to be attracted to the person you're with.
Yeah, it depends on what you're attracted to. You know, I mean, on average, men are attracted physically, and on average, women are attracted with other things more than just physical. Again, that's on average. That's not everybody.
Right. Like for my wife, I mean, she really loves a dude with great abs, so that's why she found me.
Oh, is that
great abs, Steve? Yeah.
No.
Okay, prove it.
Someone who acts like a great ass? Are you sure you didn't hear
you
that?
You know what? I probably heard her wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my original thought.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Wow. Yeah, so obviously looks are the number one thing. I wonder, has it changed for women? Because I think women never cared so much about looks as, and maybe they do now. I don't know. It's hard to say. I saw women with guys who I thought were way out of their league. You know what I mean? But it turns out the guy was really, otherwise, besides looks, the guy was an amazing person.
Yeah, but I mean, I still think that people are going to want to be attracted to someone. It's just, you know, you don't know what their interests are, what they find attractive. I mean, they might be willing to look past a certain thing that maybe you think is unattractive because they're just that awesome.
Well, I'm speaking, saying looks. I mean, if you're looking for, unless you're attracted to ugliness. You know, what other people find ugly. You know what I mean?
No, like some people will find someone that's bald attractive, while other people are like, no, I have a guy with sick flow.
And I think looks also has to do with hygiene, too. Like, are they, you know, is their hair, like, clean and neat? Are they, you know...
They use deodorant?
They use deodorant. They bathe regularly. That's also a big thing.
So. Is that a Vicky thing? Or do you think that's a thing with a lot of women?
I think that's a thing with a lot of women, because a lot of that, it's like, okay, wearing a nicer shirt or having it actually cleaned and washed after a use or two, you know?
How many times you see their butt crack in a day?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I went on a date with a guy once. We went on two dates. And he wore the exact same ripped shirt.
That might be his thing.
It was not, like, you can tell it wasn't one of those shirts that was purchased ripped.
Oh.
It just happened to, like, it got ripped in the process. It was like a Marvin the Martian shirt, which would have been cool had there not been a giant hole on the side.
Maybe he got a bear attack, and then he was wearing it just, like, as a way of, like, that's, like, his story to tell.
Well, that would explain those ugly, you know, toe shoes he was wearing on both dates.
This is why men don't always take advice from your other male friends.
Mm-hmm. He wore the
name
shoes.
Steve.
He wore the toe shoes?
On both dates.
Yeah.
And same cargo shorts, which I don't mind cargo shorts. I get it. Like, they're the man purse, but, like, it's a date. It's a date. Like, we were going to, like, a pizza place, and it's like, okay, well, I at least put makeup on and then put a little effort. Like, I want to see a little effort on your part.
Well, it just goes to show you, is this guy, because it says a lot. Is he aware? Is he aware that he needs to show up in a different way than he shows up for himself because he's got another person that he's with? And is he aware of what's important to them? Which you could have, I think, in conversation, maybe you, like a lot of people do, you might have dropped some hints saying, you know what I really like in life, so that he could pick up the clue for the second date.
Bear fights and walking in the woods?
Right. I did make fun of his shoes. I was like, you can't wear those shoes and not get made fun of.
See, that's
what
the thing you
response?
Pick up on.
What did he say in response
to
that?
He was like, yeah, no, I really like them for like working out and stuff. I'm like, you're not working out right now.
See, that's the thing.
Like, what are you doing?
Or maybe he thought, you see that he gets to share that he likes to work out, and you're like, oh, you're a man that's into fitness.
No, he kept bringing it up.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Look, if you're a dude, you need to be aware of the tests that are in front of you, because Vicky pretty much gave him all the clues he could want to know so that by date two, he could show up differently if he was aware enough to know that, oh, wait a second, if I really want to be with this person, I need to make some adjustments.
But I think that's also, for me, when it comes to looks, it's not just how pretty your face is, it's the whole presentation.
See, for guys, you could have probably shown up in ripped everything, whatever the case may be, but if I find a person physically attractive, I'm going to give her a pass. I mean, I don't, because I'm not even looking at her clothes so much. I'm actually looking at features that I physically find attractive. So I don't care, but I, you know, I really don't. It's like if she, you know, if she showed up in a ripped thing or even the toe shoes, I'd be like,
oh,
yeah,
that would be a deal. Date breaker for me.
Not if I found her hot for me, I wouldn't.
No, she's got to look. I mean, it's got to be the whole thing, like how you dress, how you look. Like part of how you look is also how you dress. If you come showing up wearing like, you know, Birkenstocks, no offense to the Birkenstock community, I'm not necessarily going to really want to hang out with
her. And I've seen some hot Birkenstock ladies. I mean, it's, you know, it's, and I will look past it. Because they're just, I'm like, wow, you are a hot new age woman. Normally, I hate the crystal wearing people, but you got it going on, girl.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have hooked up with some poorly dressed dudes, but when you get to a certain age, you start wanting other stuff besides that. You're like, okay, if this is how you present yourself to a first date, then I'm guessing you don't really care about how you present yourself to anything.
I want to see what he dresses like at date 10.
Right.
Oh, like, I don't think it gets better.
I think it's shirtless.
No, I think it's going to get worse. Yeah. Like this, I feel like that was his dress to impress. So I want to know what he comes and starts wearing when he's like not trying to impress you anymore.
Yeah, I have no idea.
The funny thing with this article is that pretty much it's the same qualities we like in a person when we're young as well as when we're old, but we just flip the looks around. Like looks is at the top. Everything else is there, like personality, how kind they are, their sense of humor, polite and considerate. That's also what old people want. But looks goes from number one as young to number five as old. But they're all there. It's just looks is shifted back in the pack.
I get that because you probably get clouded by looks when you're younger. You're like, but then you have enough through the years of experience of dating and putting up with maybe someone that you you're like, why are we even hanging out? The only reason why you're hanging out is because you thought they were hot, but their personality sucks or their opinions aren't in line of like maybe things that you give a crap about. So as you get older, you start like your standards kind of go up. Like I'm not dealing with that kind of person just because they're attractive.
So your all around people standards go up and your look standards may go down, for lack of a better way of saying it.
I mean, I think though, no, I don't know.
My look standards have gone down.
I think your look standards still probably stay about the same, but you might be more willing to like let it dip a little bit lower, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you're still going to want to be with someone that's attractive, but maybe you're not going to want to be with someone that's like super hot, but also like hates animals. And you're like, well, crap, I love animals. Now I'll be like, okay, I'm going to hang out with this person because she's cool because she likes animals. And maybe she's not as hot as the other person that was hot. But, you know, I think you get to a point where people are like, I'm just done dealing with that BS just because they're attractive.
Yeah, it turns out that according to this study, though, that people would value looks more than anything else when they're younger. Like what you just said, Steve, the younger you are, the more you don't make those kind of thoughts. You're like, no, she's hot. I got to be with her. And then you get older and realize, what's wrong with me? I should really go for the total package. And I've often said, if you're somebody who's into physical attraction, you should make the designation. Are they cool enough to live with? Yes, they're amazing that you'll want to have sex with them, but do you want to live with them every day? And, you know, asking a person that question, it's a different answer. Like, oh, why do you think that person's hot? Oh, because they'd be great in bed. Yeah, now, what do you think that person would be like to live with every day? Huh? Every day. You wake up with them every day. You got to do all the chores. You got to do stuff every day. What do you think of that? And that's where a guy's brain can shift and go, oh, you're right. I'm only judging them on looks. I'm not looking at the other stuff.
First thought that pops to your mind. What's the one thing, I don't care how hot that person is, I am not going to hang out with them because of whatever it may be.
Ooh, you know, when it comes to celebrities that you guys find attractive, it's, and I'm trying to think of who it is that you guys think, oh, like a Pamela Anderson. I couldn't, her personality just throws me off. She just seems so caustic to me. I have no idea if she really is, but how she shows up in the media, she's a very attractive woman, always was, and I never was into her.
Okay, so the first thing is like, I don't care how hot she is, but she's like Pamela Anderson, barbed wire tattoo and all, you're done.
Just the way she bees, you know, I don't know, man. It's just, again, it's just the way she's represented in the media. But, you know, high maintenance, maybe.
All right, Danny, single days, Danny. You're out on the prowl. You're looking out, meet this chick. She's hot as all hell. But then you find out blank. And you're like, nope, done.
If she has a bad laugh,
Bad Lab.
Yeah, like Chanel West Coast on, yep, on Ridiculousness.
Or like a Fran Drescher.
Oh my gosh, I can't do it. Like I just, or if she laughs like at everything after everything you say, it's just like, oh, come on, I'm not that funny.
Wow, that's pretty amazing that you actually.
I didn't even think that was funny and you're laughing at it.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
I kind of like similar. It's like, and I remember, I think back to my single days, I remember there was one girl, she was a smoke show, and we were out and she started talking like a child.
Oh my god! Like,
oh, doing the baby talk.
Yeah. Ooh. Like, ooh, this food is so yummy in my tummy, and I'm like, I gotta go,
and I'm out.
Yeah. It was just like, I don't understand. Like, who are we doing baby talk to? Like, we're both adults.
I have a friend like that we eventually started kind of hanging out, and we were kissing one day. And he's like, oh, let's get some more kisses. I'm like, oh my god,
get
no!
Get the F out of my Whoa. Life.
No, no. Okay, I'm out. Nope.
Smoochie woochies.
That's kind of, you know, depending on the situation, that could be kind of hot.
What, in a role-playing situation?
I don't know. There's just, I don't know, there's something adorable about it.
You do that, and I'll role-play as Chris Hansen and bring you some lemonade, BJ.
I don't know. There's a certain tone to a voice that I like. I don't know what it is, but that doesn't turn me off the way it turns you guys off.
All right, Rev, what about you?
Their shopping cart policy. If they can't put away a shopping cart, I want nothing to do with it.
Okay, there's something. Point. There is something wrong with this gentleman.
No, there are times I'm leaving Target and I watch. I'm like, F that person. F you. F that person. Like, I'm not yelling it because I have better things to do. I want to go home. But like, you can't walk it back to the damn dispenser, like,
exactly,
whatever.
It takes seconds to do.
That's the deal breaker.
Yeah, it means you're an inconsiderate ass.
It's right up there with being rude to a waiter or a waitress.
Totally. Yeah,
that's
I agree
what I was
going
to say. People who don't tip or don't tip well.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're not going to tip at a restaurant, I actually went on a date with a guy, didn't tip, and I was like, okay, I'm not hanging out with you anymore.
That seems reasonable. I feel like the shopping cart thing, you know, I need more investigation. Like, what's going on? Why don't you want to do this?
It's a red flag, and I'm going to be really looking into everything else they do.
I will say this. There are people that think, well, look, that's somebody else's job, which they are right. It is somebody else's job to go out there and gather those shopping carts. That
but
is true.
But to gather them from the shopping cart drop-off spot.
See,
you
in
don't
my
need
day,
to be running around everywhere across the entire thing. You got better things to do.
In my day, no, they don't. That's actually their job. That's what I did. I was a shopping cart guy.
But how do you feel like all of a sudden, like, you're trying to park in that spot and some Nimrod decided to leave their shopping cart there?
I agree, it's frustrating, but I can see the other
side.
I can see what they're thinking. Now, that's why I would give them a chance to be enlightened and go, look, I know what you're thinking.
You look at these parking lots, they all have designated spots for those shopping carts. Wow. There's plenty of spots. The furthest you have to walk is maybe 30 feet, if that.
Here's what I know about you people. You obviously never had to deal with the fact that you were ugly, and you have high standards. For me, I'll accept anybody. All applications accepted.
Are you looking at me over here?
I'm just, well, apparently you don't think you're ugly, because when you're an ugly person, you don't go, well, she didn't put the shopping cart away, so she's off my list. You know who's on my list? Everybody that would want to be on my list is on my list.
I ain't got time for that.
That's really, because when you're an ugly guy, everybody's welcome into the ugly party. I don't care what you do with your carts. I don't care what you do with your tipping. I'll try to see if I can influence you to be a better human being. But in the meantime,
I don't have time for that, S.
I don't have time for that. Said from a man that wasn't ugly.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.